State of New Hampshire is not doing enough to protect children who have been abused and neglected. That is the conclusion of an independent report on the state's Division of Children, Youth, and Families, the agency charged with protecting those kids. The report puts the responsibility for fixing that broken system and protecting New Hampshire's most vulnerable residents in the hands of lawmakers. NHPR's Jack Rodolico reports.
The report's conclusions were sweeping and blunt. It found the Division of Children, Youth, and Families, or DCYF, doesn't have the money, staff, or legal authority to protect children who are abused and neglected. That's not news to Democratic State Rep Lucy Weber, who chairs the Commission to Review Child Abuse Fatalities.
The problem has been created over time because we have, over time, starved that agency of resources that it used to have. And at the same time, we have also been, mostly due to the opioid crisis, experiencing much greater need for the sorts of services that DCYF provides.
Here's the big picture. The report found social workers are burning out left and right, largely because their caseloads are more than they can handle. Meanwhile, DCYF is facing a growing number of lawsuits for not protecting children who died or were sexually abused while under state supervision. Presenting the findings this week, the report's author said, quote, "We're talking life and death of children." DCYF is housed under the state's largest agency, the Department of Health and Human Services. Republican State Senator Sharon Carson says that department is simply too big a bureaucracy, and DCYF has no direct line to state policymakers.
They need to have their own advocates. They had this huge deficit in the number of people that they had, and they needed more people. No one ever came to the legislature and asked for those positions.
Carson has sponsored a bill that would change that, making DCYF its own agency with its own commissioner.
They would have been able to contact us directly and say, look, we have a problem. We don't have enough people. Our workload is increasing. We just need help.
Another problem the report highlights goes deeper than just the staff on the job. State law doesn't give DCYF staff enough authority to take children out of dangerous situations. Representative Weber says the law walks this tightrope between keeping families together and pulling kids away when they need to be protected from their families.
The statute as it now stands is balanced more heavily towards the preservation of family and is therefore less weighted towards the safety of children.
So that means the legislature would need to change the law to make it easier to take certain kids away from family members, sometimes permanently. And underlying all of this is money. Today, the Executive Council approved a $610,000 contract for an outside company to take abuse calls after hours. That means soon the state will have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline to report child abuse. But the legislature also needs to find the money to ease the workloads of existing social workers, to hire more social workers, and to better train and retain social workers on the job. Steve Shurtleff is the Democratic leader in the House.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of times state employees have to do things quickly instead of maybe giving it the time they really need. It's better to take the extra time than to, shortchange the children.
Shurtleff says he likes an idea floated by Republican House Speaker Sean Jasper to quickly create a committee to examine the report's findings and start changing laws and moving around money. Republicans will control both chambers of the legislature and the governor's office starting in January, and so they'll hold the pen when a new 2-year budget is written. Only then will it be clear how much a priority fixing DCYF is to lawmakers. For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico.